WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 12 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies here in the Nishnah Valley. A lot of sunshine out there. 80 degrees your temperature. We look for a high near 85 here today with partly cloudy skies. And there is a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms once again this afternoon into the evening hours as well. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. A man and woman was killed and a Wall Lake man injured in a two-vehicle accident on Monday in Carroll County. The Iowa State Patrol responded to the accident, which occurred at 8:50 a.m. Monday on Delta Avenue north of 300th Street. After investigation, it was determined that a 2006 Dodge Grand Caravan, driven by 62-year-old Sue Ellen Vaughn of Manning, was traveling northbound on Delta Avenue and crossed the center line, colliding head-on with a 2010 Chevy Silverado, driven by 71-year-old Elroy Allen Huizenga of Wall Lake. Vaughn was pronounced dead at the scene, and Huizenga was taken to the Manning Regional Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation into the accident continues. An Audubon woman was arrested today on drug charges after a traffic stop. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 30-year-old Jamie Kareen Christensen around 2 a.m. Tuesday on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting arrest. Christensen was stopped on Highway 71 near 280th Street, and canine Axel was deployed at the scene and detected narcotics. Christensen was taken to the Audubon County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a residential burglary that took place on Monday morning. Officers were called to a home in the 700 block of Parkwild Drive at around 10:11 a.m. for a burglary in progress. A 20-year-old female resident told officers that she had been in an upstairs room with her infant child when the doorbell rang. The female was not able to get to the door quickly, and the bell rang a second time. When she was finally able to respond to the front door, she could not see anyone outside. She then heard someone kicking at the home's locked back door. The female ran back upstairs, locking a bedroom door behind her and hiding with her child inside a closet. After hearing the suspect going room to room, the female stepped out of the bedroom and confronted the suspect, telling him to get out of her home. The suspect ran back down the stairs and out the same door he had forced open. Responding officers searched the area, but were unable to locate the suspect. He's described as being a white male, approximately 40 to 50 years old, 5'8", with brown hair. No one was injured during the incident. The suspect left the home with a diaper bag containing personal paperwork and credit cards. The Council Bluffs Police Department continues to investigate that incident and requests that anyone who saw any suspicious subjects in the area or has information to contact their Criminal Investigations Division or Crime Stoppers. The Creston Police Department released details on a crash involving a woman running into a building in Creston on Monday. The crash happened at 12:49 p.m. Monday afternoon as witnesses observed a 2008 Chevy pickup driven by 77-year-old Donna Jean Burgess of Kellerton driving on the wrong side of the road heading north on Sumner Street. Burgess missed the turn to go to the dentist office and continued north until turning left and running into Ted Willett's accounting building. The vehicle went completely inside the building, and medics were called to examine Burgess, who suffered minor injuries. The truck was towed from the scene. No citations have been issued at this time. Both the building and the truck sustained an estimated $10,000 damage. Authorities say a middle school student has been killed by a train in South Central Iowa. Officers and medics were sent to the Osceola Depot at around 12:20 p.m. Monday. Police have not said what led up to the student being struck. His name hasn't been released. Authorities say he attended classes in the Clark Community School District. The incident is being investigated. State officials have revoked a stop work order on the Bakken oil pipeline, where tribal officials object to disrupting sacred American Indian land in northwest Iowa that includes burial grounds. Iowa Department of Natural Resources spokesman Kevin Baskins tells the Des Moines Register that the State Department granted Texas-based Dakota Access LLC an amendment to its sovereign lands construction permit. Baskins says the pipeline will be located about 85 feet underground in the Big Sioux River Wildlife Management Area by using special equipment rather than digging a trench for a route. State archaeologist John Dorschuk said in an email last week to Department Director Chuck Gipp that the proposed method is a satisfactory avoidance procedure. Indigenous Environmental Network organizer Dallas Goldtooth says his organization opposes the department's decision to allow the pipeline to be constructed in the area. Police in Council Bluffs late Monday night released information about an incident of first-degree robbery that took place early Monday morning. Officers were sent to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha at around 3:11 p.m. on Monday in reference to an assault report. Upon arrival, officers made contact with 31-year-old female victim who said she was walking eastbound in the 3400 block of 9th Avenue between 2 and 3 a.m. Monday. During that time, she was struck with a blunt object behind her head, causing her to fall to the ground, where she was struck several more times. Police say it's possible the victim lost consciousness for a short time. They said the victim believes there was more than one person who was involved in assaulting her, as they also took some cash from her. The victim transported herself to the Creighton Medical Center before 3 p.m. due to severe pain and bruising on her face, head, and chest. She also suffered a nasal fracture with a large bump on the front and back of her head. The victim's injuries are not considered life-threatening. Anyone with additional information is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division or Crime Stoppers. Health centers in five Iowa communities have received nearly $2 million in federal funding from the Health Resources and Services Administration for dental care. HRSA spokesman Martin Kramer says the money is going to facilities in Council Bluffs, Fort Dodge, West Burlington, Urbandale, and Ottumwa.
Health centers can use this funding to hire more staff, to increase their capacity to see more patients, to build, you know, or expand on oral health facilities, in order to make sure that people who are going to the health centers who need oral health care along with high-quality primary care have a place to go.
He says the centers are private and public nonprofits.
Generally speaking, our funding is 18 to 20% of a health center's funding. The health centers file applications with HRSA for these types of grants, in this case, oral health grants. Those applications are reviewed for eligibility. They're then reviewed by an objective review committee, which is made up of experts outside of the government.
Kramer says the federal funding is usually 18 to 20%, as you just heard him say, of that facility's funding, and that review committee assigns a rank to each request for money.
And HRSA funds down the rank order list until the funding has all been allocated. So these are health centers that, through their applications, demonstrated that they had a need and the capacity to see more patients.
Kramer says oral health problems can be a sign of illness elsewhere in the body, and lack of access to preventative and routine dental care can result in dental conditions requiring more costly emergency dental treatment.
It's important to have good oral health care and access to good oral health care services in order to maintain overall health.
The All Care Health Center in Council Bluffs won $350,000. The Community Health Center in Fort Dodge won $525,000. The Community Health Centers of Southeastern Iowa in West Burlington won $350,000, as did Primary Health Incorporated in Urbandale and River Hills Community Health Center in Ottumwa. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate, including Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley, joined last night to vote for NRA-backed measures and reject Democratic alternative proposed after the mass shooting in Orlando. In the end, all four gun-related proposals failed to win enough support in the Senate to advance. Grassley says the proposals from Democrats didn't protect the fundamental constitutional right to keep and bear arms.
The problem isn't guns, because the Orlando mass murders was the instruments used there were legally purchased. The problem is that we aren't focusing on the real problem, which is radical Islamic terrorism. You got to keep your eye on the ball.
Senator Ernst says laws will not deter terrorists, and the U.S. must get serious about combating terrorism overseas and here at home. Grassley was the lead sponsor of one GOP proposal. It called for the nation's attorney general to study what causes mass shootings, and it would have dedicated more money to the federal background check system and required states to submit more information. Democrats say it failed to expand background checks. A Democratic proposal called for denying gun sales to people on the so-called no-fly list, but Grassley says the lists are flawed and the due process rights of those individuals would have been violated.
You can't compromise that any more than you can compromise freedom of speech for some reason you don't like. or Fourth Amendment privacy rights for things you don't like. We're talking about the Constitution of the United States being followed.
Grassley and other Republicans will meet privately this afternoon to discuss another gun-related measure that's being proposed by a Pennsylvania senator who's in a tough re-election fight.
And there again, the same issues will come up, and we haven't gotten into the details of those yet.
Grassley is seeking re-election, too. His Democratic opponent called Grassley's votes yesterday infuriating. U.S. Senate candidate Patty Judge of Albia says preventing terrorists from purchasing guns and expanding background checks should not even be a debate after the worst mass shootings in U.S. history. Police in Council Bluffs say two women and a child riding in an SUV were injured when the vehicle they were in was struck broadside by a van on Monday night. The accident happened when the SUV, a Hyundai Tucson, ran a stop sign at the intersection of 25th Street and Avenue E at around 8:55 p.m. Authorities say an investigation determined the SUV stopped at a residence in the 2400 block of Avenue E. An occupant got out and allegedly stole a package off a person's porch. When confronted by the homeowner, the thief told the driver to go and they fled westbound on Avenue E. After the SUV was struck broadside at the intersection of 25th and Avenue E by a Chrysler minivan, the SUV flipped onto its top. The occupants of the SUV were transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, but immediately fled prior to police arriving to question them. The driver of the van, 63-year-old Diane Tuttle of Council Bluffs, and the occupants of her vehicle were taken to Mercy Hospital's ER. None of the injuries were considered life-threatening. Officers are currently looking for the suspects who fled. Their identity is known, but it is not being released at this time due to the ongoing investigation. Charges are currently pending. Anyone with information on the suspects is asked to call 712-328-STOP. Crops across Iowa and Nebraska are off to a good start this year, but stress is beginning to show in some parts of the region from very hot and mostly dry conditions over the past week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Monday the leaves are beginning to curl on corn plants across the lower two-thirds of Iowa. The state saw half of the normal rain for the week during its seventh consecutive week of below normal precipitation and the fourth consecutive week with warmer than normal temperatures. Nebraska also was hotter than normal, but some rain helped much of the state except for south central Nebraska. Nearly 80% of the corn crop in both states is rated good to excellent, and soybean emergence is also ahead of schedule. An Iowa drug company has laid off 87 people after a clinical trial failed on its new medication to fight a type of cancer. Des Moines Register reports that New Link Genetics confirmed the layoff Monday. New Link received negative clinical trial results last month regarding its medication called Algenpentusil L, which New Link was developing to treat patients with a form of pancreatic cancer. The trial results showed the drug didn't offer patients higher survivability rates than standard care alone. Regulatory filings show New Link had 210 employees and had offices in Ames, Austin, Texas, and Devens, Massachusetts at the end of 2015. Now taking a look here at some of your world headlines this hour. Hillary Clinton says GOP rival Donald Trump would send the U.S. economy back into recession. She says economists of all political ideologies agree that Trump's ideas would be disastrous. She is citing opposition to his candidacy from both 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and liberal Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, those who'd be hit the hardest by his plans, she says, are the same Americans who face the toughest fight to recover from the 2008 recession. Donald Trump is making his first direct email pitch for campaign donations. He is vowing to match up to $2 million in contributions. Trump had largely funded his Republican presidential primary campaign with his own money, lending about $46 million over the past year. As a general election candidate, he has been raising money from donors and is falling far behind Hillary Clinton. Fundraising reports show his campaign began in June with about $1.3 million in the bank, compared to the $42 million Clinton's campaign had on hand. A moderate Republican senator is seeking support from both parties for a compromise to block guns from suspected terrorists. Maine Senator Susan Collins is discussing her plan with GOP leaders today. Yesterday, the Senate split along party lines and rejected rival plans from each side aimed at preventing known and suspected extremists from getting guns. There are about 1 million people on the government's overall terrorist watch list. Collins' proposal would apply to far fewer people. The husband of slain British lawmaker Joe Cox says he believes she was killed because of her strong political views. Cox, a labor lawmaker who had championed the cause of Syrian refugees, was stabbed and shot to death outside a library in her constituency Thursday. The suspect gave his name in court as Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain. Her death brought a shocked pause in campaigning for Britain's EU referendum. In a televised interview today, Brendan Cox said his wife was very worried that people were being driven to take more extreme positions. A jury has convicted a Pennsylvania congressman on trial in a racketeering case that largely centered on various efforts to repay an illegal $1 million campaign loan. Shaka Fatah was found guilty today of racketeering, fraud, money laundering, and other counts. His lawyers had argued that the schemes were engineered without Fatah's knowledge by two political consultants who pled guilty in the case. The 59-year-old Democrat has been in Congress since 1995 and served on the powerful House Appropriations Committee, but he lost his costly bid to become mayor of Philadelphia in 2007 and lost his congressional seat in the April primary. That's a look at the latest in news here on KJAN This Noon. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.